Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Our next guest is no stranger to the Car Doctor. We're always excited to have him back, as well as all the folks from Launch Scam Tools. Haresh Gobin, he's been here before. He'll be here again. And it's always a pleasure, sir. Welcome back, Haresh. How are you today?
Ron, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me once again. How are you doing, buddy?
We're great. You know what? We have great days, great weeks, and we get to fix cars every day. So things are doing well, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I want to talk, at the end of this conversation, I want to get into electric vehicles. And everybody out there just went, electric vehicles and scan tools? Yeah, but I want to talk a little bit about scan tools in the beginning. You know, I want to do it. Let's do a quick review. Scan tools. Let's talk basics, right? You know, what are they? What's the purpose of a scan tool as we know it up to this point in time?
Absolutely. Well, let's take a little history lesson. And you remember in the 1970s and 80s, I believe is the advent of the CAN network on vehicles.
Right.
And those were the early networks that housed engine computer or transmission computer and maybe ABS module. It was not as complicated as they are today. So at that time, with the advent of the after the carburetor days and when cars were coming towards fuel injection, the OBD port came out, and manufacturers all started to implement an OBD port. So in the beginning, there was no standardization. There was many different connectors and many different ports. Everyone was kind of doing their own thing in terms of the manufacturers. As the time went on, it was standardized to a 16-pin OBD port. So scan tools, a scan tool can be a simple device that plugs in, a handheld device that plugs into that port and basically identifies some information from the vehicle's CAN network, such as trouble codes or any kind of data. And that would be a simple device, a simple scan tool device. Now, into most shops across America have something called an bi-directional scan tool. And this would, they're mostly aftermarket brands such as ourselves and many other different brands out there. But a bi-directional scan tool is a little more capable than that handheld DIY tool. So the bi-directional scan tool is going to be able to send information, also receive information back. So there are some functions that are called special functions that they'll be able to maybe change the parameters of the lights, how long the lights stay on after you close the door. That would be considered a bidirectional function. So with that said, the more advanced scan tools, such as the bidirectional tools that we're referring to, are in most shops. Most master technicians, most technicians today, they cannot survive in a shop environment working on various makes and models of vehicles without a bidirectional scan tool. That bidirectional scan tool is fully capable of identifying and the faults with very relevant information such as live data, graphing, topology functions. Some of the scan tools even have database informatics resources that's linked up to, and cross-referenced with the OEM databases. And in terms of specifications of what that vehicle needs to be at, where it needs to be at, and how it needs to be running.
So suffice it to say, a scan tool is that interface, right? It's I want to talk to this car, and this is the device that's going to do it. It's going to go in. It's going to query all the computers, all the modules that are on the data bus, and it's going to come back to me with information, a good clean bill of health, or, you know, we're going to look at it in topology, which launch does, right? You guys display, if there's 38 computers in the vehicle, you guys will display them all on a screen, and they'll change color. You know, the healthy ones are green, the ones that have codes might be red or yellow, and so on and so forth. It's an interface.
Absolutely, because it's very imperative and it's very critical that the technician that's working on your vehicle knows in a jiffy what your vehicle is equipped with, how many different modules, what type of technology, so that way they're able to plan their path of diagnostics to the particular complaint that the car came in for and identify that their issue accurately and concisely, and, you know, get on the road to repairing it.
You used a word before, graphing. What do you mean by I mean, I know what you mean, but I want you to explain to the listeners what, you know, graphing as a term. What does graphing mean? What's the value of graphing versus looking at a digital number? Let's say I'm working on a vehicle. I'm looking at a throttle position sensor that works on a 0 to 5 volt scale. And as I accelerate, I'll see that digital number change from 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, and count all the way up to 5 volts if I'm going wide open acceleration. What's the difference between looking at it as a digital number versus graphing? Is there an advantage to graphing a value?
Absolutely. Ron, only the car doctor can ask such a relevant question. You're putting me on the chopping block here, but I'll try to answer it to the best I can.
Okay.
Let's take one more history lesson back. 10 to 15 years ago, if the car had an issue, the technicians that were working on the car mostly had the diagnostic trouble code, the code, the DTC fault to go off. And what was happening is, in the past, there was a lot of part swapping going on. So let's talk about that TPS illustration you just gave. So let's say there was a TPS code. The pathway to kind of addressing that in the past would have been, hey, let's call up our local parts guy and let's get another TPS sensor and throw them in here and, you know, send the customer on the way. So what started to happen is, I'll point out, you brought up a very good keyword there, voltage. That TPS sensor could have an intermittent fault that it could not have, that it's not necessarily the sensor. It could have been an electrical issue, right? So that's the value of graphics. Live data and graphs, they offer more real-time insights into what's happening with the vehicle. That aids in the diagnostics.
So if a voltage signal's dropping out, the scan tool is going to catch it and display it so that our eye can see. You know, one of the things people don't realize is the human eye can only interpret so many pieces of data per second. Whereas a scan tool is much faster, and I've proven this, and I've seen this proven time and time again. You'll take cases with a voltage measurement with a digital volt ohm meter, the best in the world, and it won't catch the glitch. But if you put a scan tool on that and watch it, you'll see the glitch by looking at the graph. You'll see the signal drop out because the scan tool is faster than your eye, and
absolutely,
and that catches it. So, you know, if we're going to graph, I get it, and we want to graph, we want to look at values that way. So is the physical size of a scan tool a good indicator of its ability to graph and do all the other functions? You know, do we want to buy a small scan tool, a big scan tool? How do we determine it? What are we looking for?
Yeah, it does matter because I'll refer back to our launch X431 professional scan tool line. The flagship tool at the top of that mountain on our line, our flagship scan tool, is the Throttle 3, and that has a 13.3-inch screen. So that would be like, you know, a paradise in terms of like viewing the information for the technician on the screen. So they'll be able to look at that the graph a lot more accurately and just be a little more comfortable in the analysis. At the same time, you wouldn't want a graph. There are little handheld tools with smaller display screens out there that maybe they propagate that that scan tool or that tool has ability to graph, but I would advise against that because, you know, you won't be able to find the right analysis on a smaller screen. It doesn't have to be a 13.3-inch screen. We have other scan tools in our lines, in our diagnostic line, that is about 6 to 7 inches, and that also would suffice.
But suffice it to say that the scan tool we're looking for, it's not so much the physical size, right? We're looking for memory and processor speed and capability as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Referring back to our launch Throttle 3, our flagship tool, for example, that has a memory that's of a Goliath that's 256 gigabytes of storage and 8 gigabytes of memory. That's more than enough to be efficient, you know, in connecting to the vehicle and accurately pulling out the data for a data analysis and live graphing.
Well, because graphing with a tool with less memory or slower processor may not be as effective as graphing with a tool that's got top-of-the-line memory and top-of-the-line processor. Yep, I get it. Hey, Haresh, I want to pull over and take a pause. When we come back, I want to talk about electric vehicles in the marketplace and how the need for scan tool was created as a result. And I want to talk a little bit about launching their first-to-market EV scan tool capability. So sit tight. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're here with Haresh Gobin of Launch Diagnostics. We'll both be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Back, Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'm here with Haresh Gobin, who's giving us his time today. We appreciate it, Haresh. Launch Scan Tools, talking about, you know, scan tools and doing a little bit of a deeper dive than we normally do. When we pulled away for the pause, you know, I mentioned that EVs in the marketplace, electric vehicles, there's now a demand and a necessity for an electric vehicle scan tool. And Launch is first to market with this capability. And I wanted to talk a little bit about it. I don't want to go into, you know, I know, Haresh, that you've developed some tools, bench testing tools, where the battery's out of the vehicle and we're going to test those components on the bench. I want to talk about, there's an EV add-on kit that you have that you've developed. And I want to talk a little bit about what it took to develop that. And that works specifically with the Launch scan tools for on-the-vehicle diagnostics. Am I saying that right? Right? Is that a fair explanation?
Absolutely. We're referring to the product as an EV add-on kit for the diagnostic scan tool. the launch diagnostic scan tool.
Right. And that kit, as an interface, allows the technician to do what? What sort of testing or what things can he look at with that add-on kit? What's there to look at in an EV? You would think it's just a giant battery and a computer, right?
Correct. But there's a lot of important information on the EV that the add-on kit's going to be able to give the technician. So they're going to be able to identify battery pack information, such as how many battery packs or modules are in that vehicle, the state of charge of the battery packs, the state of health of the battery packs, the temperature, which is very important, single cell voltage readings, and the temperature of each cell. So very, very critical information to see if you have a faulty battery, which can be like a hazard, right?
Right.
This is EV technology is new technology. So, yeah, very relevant information for the technician and shop.
I mean, they had to, the powers that be at launch yourself and Harlan and, you know, you guys all sat down and talked about this. You know, it had to be a major cash commitment, right? I mean, to develop this isn't something you just come up with overnight to be able to work on EVs. How long has this program been in effect, and you know, where do you see it going? Is it growing? Is it going to expand, you think, as the demand for EVs goes up?
Absolutely. You know, one of our philosophies here at Launch is we're very ambitious and forward progressing in terms of we are ultimately committed to the car enthusiasts, the automotive aftermarket, the independent shops across America. So with that said, our R&D campaigns are they usually start pretty well and in advance. So yeah, we've been divulging into this area because we see that EVs are being driven across America. There's a lot of different OEM manufacturers that are offering new models in their vehicle lines now. So we felt that was really important.
This EV diagnostic kit in our last minute and a half, Haresh, this is a standalone kit or does this work with an existing launch scan tool?
So it's a standalone kit that the technician or the shop purchases and invests in, and it can be paired with their launch X431 scan tool, any one of the launch X431 scan tool.
Gotcha. So it's not necessarily a complete scan tool. It's cables and adapters to allow it to interface with EVs.
It's a kit with non-standard battery pack connectors, jumper cables, and 16-pin OBD diagnostics.
And then I guess as the EV changes, as the batteries change, as the electrical demands change, we can change the cables, we can change the kit, we can update software in the scan tool, and we're good to go.
Correct. Yeah. And we're always like looking at the market in terms of what the OEMs are doing, and you know if they're changing ports and. You know, we always repivot and try to offer that.
Yeah, well, and
Launch,
Launch has a great history of that, brother. So, yeah, I get it 100%. Hey, listen, our time is dwindling away. Where can the listeners go get more information?
Absolutely. Listeners can get more information on our website, www.launchtechusa.com, and you can navigate to the product section. You'll find all the information for the scan tools and the EV products and any other products that are of interest to the technicians and car enthusiasts.
Perfect. As always, Haresh, a real pleasure. I'm Ron Anini in the Car Doctor.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
eBay.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.